Wake up. It's the morning motivation with Brittany Daniel.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Grand rising, rich rising to all of my morning motivators and those listening on the Brittany Daniel podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. It is 8 a.m. Eastern time in Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm your host. I hope you guys are doing great today. I hope you guys are doing wonderful. I was invited out to an influencer dinner last night, which was really cool. This was the first ever influencer dinner I was invited to in Atlanta. So that was pretty cool. And there is a new thing on the market to target cellulite ladies. So if cellulite has been something that you have been struggling with, this is not an ad, by the way, but if something that you've been struggling with, there is something now on the market that can combat that. And it's a really cool process and thing. And I think that that's really cool for women. So yay that. So shout out to, don't give me the line on how to pronounce it. Way? No. Forgive me. I'll let you guys know in some more posts later on. But shout out to them. It was a beautiful dinner. Met some great people. But I hope you guys are doing well out there. Hello, hello, hello. I have some other great news. Before we get started, hi, guys. I'm so sorry. You guys, so I was scrolling this morning. I had to take a screenshot of this. We're trending. Our podcast, the Brittany Those podcast, which is the morning motivation technically, because the morning motivation is a segment of my podcast. You guys, check this out. Because of you, which I want to say thank you, we are top 100 on Good Pods. We're number 40 in the mental health on the mental health charts. We are number 59 on the self-improvement, and we're 73 in health and fitness. First of all, I'm on a chart. Like, what? I'm not a rapper. I'm not an artist. So that was really cool to get that message. I don't care if we would have been 99. Very excited. I couldn't have done it without you guys. So thank you for constantly showing up, constantly downloading, constantly being a part of just the squad, the morning motivators, to everybody who cannot watch live, but you guys stay and you guys listen on the streaming platforms. Thank you so much. Really, really appreciate that. But that blew my mind this morning. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. So in today's podcast, I got a DM by one of our morning motivators or a listener to the podcast, and they are going through a heartbreak. For whatever reason, Spotify doesn't show all of my old content. I haven't deleted anything. So if there's ever an episode that you guys want to go back to that wasn't season 3, meaning I didn't have a video attached this year, you can always go back to my actual podcast website, which is linked down below. I believe it's linked on my YouTube channel, and it's definitely linked in my bio on Instagram. And you can go look at that, and it'll be on my website. Website coming soon. I have to finalize it today. So website coming soon. Everything will be in one place, so you guys don't have to go a million places to do things. So, but yeah, so we are going to be talking about heartbreak today. She wrote me and she was like, "Hey, I can't find your old podcast." So, you know, and I was like, "You know what? Let's talk about heartbreak, because we talk about finances, we talk about getting to our goals, we talk about things, but relationships is something that I don't really cover too much. And I have a lot to say about this. So that's what we're going to talk about today, because I don't want anybody left out. If you guys ever are going through something, or there's a topic that you want to talk about, you can DM me, you can email me, and I will be happy to delight in the topic. So we're going to talk about heartbreak, and some people may not like what I have to say about this. So stay tuned. But before we do that, we have to give our glory to God and give a little quick prayer. And then we have to go in the shout outs and shout out my morning motivators. So, without further ado, if you are not spiritual or religious, it is totally okay. I hope that you will stay and let me pray for you anyway. If you do not subscribe to the Christian faith, that is okay as well. We do not discriminate here on the Morning Motivation. It's just something that I, you know, happen to believe in. But I do not discriminate. You can stay, be a part of the conversation. You are welcome and wanted. So without further ado, dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for another day. Thank you for waking us up. I pray anybody that's out there going through a heartbreak, a breakup, or they're just in a situation or in a gray space with somebody that they love or they care about, that you heal them, that you help them move forward, and that you allow them to see the light at the end of the tunnel, because nothing stays dark forever. I pray that everybody here just continues to walk in your light and do the things that are pleasing in your sight. In your name, I pray, amen. So I hope you guys are doing well. Let's go to the shout outs. Go to say what's up to my morning motivators. Good morning, y'all. Good morning, Edwan. Good morning, Madame Noir. Good morning, Aubrey. Good morning, Nana. Happy hump day. Actually, good afternoon, because she is one of our gals down over. I was about to do an accent. No, that was not the accent that was trying to come out. But good afternoon, Nana. Good morning, Destiny. Good morning, Turquoise. Good morning, Brandy. Good morning, Ashley. Good morning, Shiamber. Good morning, Dia Dia. Good morning, Kiamber. Good morning, Kiki Grand Rising. Good morning, Such a Lady. Good morning, Marta. Good morning, Dane Dion. Hey. Good morning, Brittany. Good morning, Cooking with Raw. Good morning, Such a Lady. You deserve it. Oh, I really appreciate it. Come on. Yes, trending. Period. Good morning, Angel. Thank you, Miss Linda. Miss Linda says she's working from home today and listening to me via TV in the living room. I'm on the big screen. I'm on the big screen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Grand Rising to all the queens and kings on the morning motivation. Thank you. Edwan says, yes, need this topic. Okay, great. Good morning, Felicia. I was wondering where season one and season two were on Spotify. I don't know why Spotify does this, but you guys, I do not delete anything. So I don't know if it's just the app. I don't know if you go on Spotify on a desktop, but season one and season two are definitely there. And then season four, we might be doing a mix of the morning motivation and old school. We don't know yet. We're not there. We're going to stay here where we're at. But yeah, but thank you guys for the congratulations on trending. Oh, I appreciate that, Edwan. You go, girl. I appreciate that. I thought it was there. It's not. No, it is there. She Amber. Just Spotify doesn't allow. It doesn't allow us to like look at it on the app. It's okay. You didn't know. You did nothing wrong. So She Amber is our podcast manager, y'all. So she handles all the downloads for your girl. She has gotten us up to speed. So everybody that's listening out there in the podcast world, shout out to She Amber. She's keeping it live. And shout out to Melindy for keeping the social media feed, the morning motivation, Instagram, keeping that feed alive. I think I'm going to change it up, but that's neither here nor there. We're going to talk about that later. Good morning. All right. So let's just dive into today's topic, talking about heartbreak. Now, I'm pretty biased about heartbreak because it's something that I don't really allow people to do to me. And I want everybody here to hear this loud and clear. You can be devastated. You can be sad, right? You can be upset, disappointed. I want us to find other words when we think about breakups, right? Because I feel like people think that if somebody breaks up with me or something doesn't go according to plan, that I have to be heartbroken. I think heartbreak, the reason why I don't like the word heartbreak is debilitating. Heartbreak is something that can cause depression, that can really put you in a negative and gray space. So I don't like to use the word heartbreak because I feel like as we grow, as we mature, as we become adults, and it depends on the situation and the severity, right? Like if you're married and you've been together for a while and you've had, I can understand being heartbroken if you were cheated on in a marriage or if you were cheated on in a long-term relationship. I can understand being extremely devastated. But this is why I say I don't like using the word heartbreak, or I want to maybe change your guys' minds about using the word heartbreak. Because when you're heartbroken, you're giving away your power to allow somebody, we've allowed somebody to interrupt a space that we should keep whole for ourselves. I'm gonna say that again. When we allow somebody to break our hearts, we've allowed somebody to enter a space that we should have kept for ourselves. As much as we may love our significant others, our husbands, our wives, our fiancés, our boyfriends, girlfriends, whatever the label, title, stage you're in, you should never give anybody all of you. And I feel like when we're heartbroken, and this is just my interpretation, please let me know in the comments if I'm wrong. You should never give anybody all of you. And the reason why I say this The reason why I say it is because I feel like society, especially here in America, can't speak for the rest of the world, but in America, we've given and painted this picture of how love should be in the media and how, you know, it's all or nothing. I have to give you every ounce of me and it's everything. And I don't agree with that. I feel like I talk about this all the time, and I kind of got this from my relationship coach. She didn't make this analogy, but she does use pizza analogies. So shout out to Spicy Mari. But a relationship should be a part of your life, not your entire life, right? So if you look at your life like a pizza, we talk about this with my 555 transformers in the 555 transformation training or coaching is look at your life like a pizza, right? And every slice is a sector of your life, makes up your happiness, makes up finances. How you are with your finances is one slice. How you are in your friendship is one slice. How you are in your relationship or who you are in your relationship is one slice. Who you are to yourself is a slice. Who you are to your family is a slice. Who you give to your job is a slice, right? So all of these slices make up a whole pizza. So for instance, you can be a great friend and you're bad at money. You can be bad at relationships and make a lot of money. So you are a whole person with different facets of yourself. And what tends to happen in America, I think, and I don't know if this was this young lady's situation or young man's situation, whatever, we tend to give the other person that we're dealing with, we're dating or we're in a relationship with, the entire pizza. And I don't know where this came from or why we started doing this or why this is taught, but you never give anybody your entire pizza. You can give them a slice, maybe two slices, right? You can give them half, but you never give anybody your entire pizza, because if you gave away your entire pizza, your entire life, what do you have for you? What do you have from God? That is a partnership that should be full first, right? If we look at our lives as a cup, they say our cups runneth over, our cup should be, we should look at our life as the glass is half full, not half empty. If we already have a partnership in our lives, well, we should anyway, us and God. And that fills up a lot of that cup. That fills up a lot of space. When you work diligently to be a whole person and have and know who you are and have a relationship with God, that takes up a lot of space. So when you bring somebody else into your life, you're adding them to your life. They're not taking over your life. Your life doesn't suddenly stop because you're a wife now. Now it changes and there's different roles and responsibilities. Just like when you become a mother, there's roles and responsibilities that take up a lot of your life. But you should always keep something for yourself. And I think that that's where we go wrong, especially as women. We feel like we have to give everything to everybody and keep nothing to ourselves. Give everything to your children. Give everything to your spouse. Give everything. And then we wonder why we're depleted. We wonder why we don't have energy. We wonder why we have a hard time moving on when things end. I don't want us to do that. It's not fair to you. It's not fair to you. I always tell you guys this. We are our number one sources of our mental health, our physical health, our financial health, our emotional. We are in charge of that, right? So if I give over those keys, now it's one thing to let a man lead in a relationship. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about self-preservation. Self-preservation is number one. You always have to ask yourself, what do I need to feel good today? What do I need to show up as my best self? What do? I need rest? Do I need water? Do I need to go work out? Do I need exercise? Do I need help? Do I need to go see a therapist? We have to tap into ourselves, because if we're steady tapping to other people, if we're steady tapping into the kids, the husband, the boyfriend, the job, and we keep giving, we're going to deplete ourselves and we have nothing left for ourselves. That is not life. That is not giving. You're not going to get a standing ovation because you sacrificed everything in the name of Jesus. We ain't Jesus. Okay. God did not put us and give us that burden to bear. Only one person in the planet got that burden, and that was Jesus Christ. And he gave his life. He did that. We don't got to do that. We ain't Jesus. So stop thinking we have to sacrifice and give everything because we love someone. I can love you and still make room for myself. I can love you and still be who I need to be for me. Because if you walk away or if something happens, and I hate to be a little pessimistic about it, but people are people and life is life, right? Do we want the thing to end? Of course not. Do we want to be apart from that person? Of course not. But when you don't hold space for you, when they leave, it's very hard to stand on two feet. Then we're heartbroken. Then we go into the cycle of needing to heal and all of this healing type of situation. And when we're a whole person, when we know who we are, we know we want, we set our boundaries and we don't waver for another person, we can stand on our own. We don't have that codependent nature of, I need you in my life type of situation, if that makes sense. So, and again, it depends on the relationship. Everybody is different. So I don't know the context of her relationship, how long they were together. So, you know, teach their own, take the meat that you need out of this conversation and spit out the bones because everybody's different. However, I do want us to understand and realize just because we're in a relationship, we're in love, we get married, we do not have to throw our entire beings at it and hoping that they cherish and honor us. Because I'm going to give you guys a tip, ladies. Men don't do that. Men still hold on to their friendships, which everyone should. Men still hold on to their hobbies. Men still do the things that they love to do. I don't know. And I'm thinking about my father, my grandfather, grandfathers, the men that I know that are in relationship, the husbands that I know, a man doesn't just feel the need to just give it all. For whatever reason, women, we feel the need to be the ultimate sacrifice, ultimate sacrificial lamb. No, right? So that's the first thing. Just wanted to make that clear and get that out. Stop giving people all of you. No, you're supposed to keep some for yourself. They can have a few slices, you know, but they're not supposed to have all of you. That's for you and God. Because at the end of the day, people are people. And God forbid, things happen in life. You know, you have to be able to stand on your own and be with you always. So I'm going to read the comments as we go through because I want this to be a conversation. Yeah. And then it's because people assume all breakups are negative. That's true. And they're not all negative. So I'm going to tap into that too. And thank you for saying that. Hey, good morning, Winter. How are you? Many idolize their significant others blindly to the point that they give that persona a pedestal and that stabilizes their mood. Ooh, I like that. That is very true. Do not idolize anybody. Everybody's a person. Everybody's a person, you guys. People make mistakes. People fall short of the glory. People are going to mismanage your expectations. Not to say that you shouldn't have any expectations or standards in a relationship. I do feel like there should be a sum, but yeah, we cannot idolize our partners or put them on this pedestal that they're the best person and they're the only person that's going to love us. And no. They're people. Just like you're a person, they're a person. Turquoise says, yes, I have avoided losing ourselves. How we have to avoid losing ourselves in relationship, we must ask the right questions so we don't waste time and be ready to leave when we are consistently unhappy in the relationship. Your identity is not in codependency. Thank you, Steph. I appreciate that. She said, but it's true, but some men don't manage aspects of their lives as well as neglect the other one or the other. This is some men. Yeah, but in your relationship, we have to manage that, right? If you know that your significant other isn't putting in the adequate time, then we gotta, you know, make sure we manage that. Edwin says, it took me 6 months after I broke up with my ex-fiance to move on. If I had to stayed in Cleveland, Ohio, I would have missed on what I love and my videography is my woman and she takes care of me. I love that. But this is the thing too. I'm glad Edwin said that. That's the codependency that Steph was talking about. We don't want to be codependent on anything but God and ourselves. Not a relationship, not drugs, not a hobby, not because what happens is, right, Some people, and this is why I tell everybody to be full with yourself. Be at one with God with yourself. Because no matter if a job walks away, if you can't do a hobby anymore, you're not crushed and devastated. You can continue on and move forward. The issue a lot of times we have is we're always seeking something to hold on to, either the children, either the man, either the job, either the... So everybody's like grasping at things to hold on to make themselves feel good and to be whole. But when you let things go, you let every outside thing go, and you're one within yourself, and you allow God to fill that empty space, you no longer need anything to validate you or to make you feel whole. You don't. So I don't want anybody depending on anything but God. That's the key. When you have only, and I know that some people are like, well, I'm not really religious like that. It's not about religion, y'all. It ain't about going to church. It's not about being holier than thou. It's not even about being saved. It's about being whole and knowing yourself, being at one in peace with yourself, and bringing God into that relationship to fill those gaps. I don't even know. It's in my mind. It's like you're a vase and you're pouring God into your vase, and he's filling up all the spaces that are empty. That's what that relationship is to me, because if not, we continuously grasp things. Now, I will say, somebody mentioned this, and this is very true. Decide if the relationship was healthy or not healthy. So when you're going through heartbreak, devastation, a loss of something, always know that being broken up or heartbreak can be a beautiful thing if we allow it to be. The pain is where we grow. We always grow from pain. Now, you can be hurt. I don't want anybody out here to be devastated or to the point where they're heartbroken and they're debilitated, because that's a very scary place to be, because we can do a lot of damage in those spaces if we're not careful. But number one is decide if the relationship was healthy or unhealthy. If it was healthy, it shouldn't take much time to move on or to heal from, because there's nothing to heal from. If you're a constant person that's working towards being a better person each day, you're praying, you're meditating, you're in your zone of genius, you're constantly working on yourself, there's no need to stay in this space and heal. You're already whole. Now, you can get over the pain. That should take a little time, right? Depending on you and the person that you are. But if it's healthy, then if you want to just take time for you to get back to you, then that's what it should be. Like, it doesn't have to be this, I need to heal from my relationship. No, if you want to take time from dating, then take time. If you want to say, you know what, just got out of something, I'm not in the mental space to date or to take anybody else on in my life because I just want to be by myself. I just want to get, you know, then that's a healthy thing. But I hate this space of needing to heal after a relationship. If it was healthy, there's nothing to heal from. You can look at it and go through and be sad and a little hurt because it's over, and maybe you lost a best friend. So you have to kind of recalibrate, you know, not having that person in your life. You can be sad. That's why I want us to look for other words when we're describing our emotions. Don't just use the same word over and over again. You know, you can be sad. You can be disappointed. You can be emotionally drained. But having to heal means that you were broken down, beaten, you know, that your body has to go through a healing process. Healing is for trauma. Healing is for like real brutal pain. Why do we feel like we need to put ourselves and make things more devastating than they have to be? I really want, just really decipher that depending on what you're going through. Is it something that you need to heal from, or is it something you just need to get over with time? If it was an unhealthy relationship, then if you are, if you attracted a narcissist, if you have, you know, been emotionally, physically, or mentally abused, you definitely need to heal. You definitely need to seek therapy and heal. And I'm not saying this to belittle you, but the reason why you need to heal from that is because you need to ask yourself, why am I attracting that type of man? And don't make the excuse because I'm an empath. That may be true in one piece. But there's hurt people, damaged people attract damaged people. Hurt people attract hurt people. And even if you're a great person, even if you feel like, well, I'm really a solid woman, you know, I'm a solid guy, I'm good, I have good intentions. If you keep attracting the same type of narcissistic behavior, a cheater or something like that, there's something in your psychosis, in your calibration. Believe me, y'all, I know, because I had to heal from that. I had to figure that out for myself so I can say it wholeheartedly. Last year, I was not this person mentally. Okay. You have to figure out why and what it is in your past that you need to heal from, either mom and dad issues, abandonment issues, feeling alone all the time. You have to, whether you don't feel worthy or beautiful, you have to heal that part of yourself, not heal because of the other person. Heal that part of yourself so you don't attract that type of person anymore. Because if you keep getting the same result, if you keep attracting cheaters, if you keep attracting married men, whatever you're attracting that's constant, it's something about you that's bringing that person in, or it's something about them that you like, that you attach yourself to. If you're a person who feels like, I can never find somebody that has it together, it's because you want to be a fixer. We're not in the fixing business. It's a relationship. You're not a fixer to anybody. You don't have to heal. If you're a healer, it's not your job to heal your partner. You are called to heal the world, not your significant other. You can't come home. You done been healing all in the world and you come home and now you got to heal a person. No. Now, what I'm saying is nobody's perfect. You're going to have, when you date you're in a relationship, nobody's perfect. So there's going to be things that you have to, it's going to be some give and take. There's going to be obstacles. It's not going to be perfect. But what I'm saying is it's not your job to heal, fix, or take care of anybody in that capacity. So if you keep finding yourself in that cycle of loop of always being drained in your relationships, you're attracting that person. So let's step back and heal yourself to figure out, why am I attracting this person? Do I have unresolved daddy issues? Meaning I am still upset because no man has ever shown that I can depend on him. I'm still hurt because no woman or my mother was not there for me in the way that I needed her to be. So now I'm going out and attracting women who I feel are my mother figures. Men. I posted a whole thread on my Instagram yesterday about how broken men attract a certain type of woman. They're either motherly figures that want to heal you, fixers, or that they're just as damaged. Think about it. So if you have these type of, if you had a childhood where one of your parents is absent, that may be something to visit because there's pain there. Hello, me. I had a dad that wasn't there when I was growing up. I had a stepdad who I felt left, or that was a story I was telling myself because he divorced my mom. He went from being my dad one day and not being my dad another day. And we didn't have a relationship. You know, I would see relationships in my family and my friends that always ended in heartbreak or devastation or cheating. I had a trust issue with men. I had to heal that. I had to realize that everybody isn't like that. Those were just those people. But I had to heal it within myself. Last year, I couldn't even say I loved men. I liked men. It was a problem. You can't bring anything healthy to you if you can't even say that you like the opposite sex. For real. And it sounds silly. I'm not talking about sexually attracted. I'm not talking about what they could do for you sexually. I'm talking about as a species. Something, if you can't give a laundry list of why you like the opposite sex, it's not because you're gay or anything like that. You have to do some healing. So really, really think about that. No, seriously, that's why we attract those relationships. And not to say that they're toxic. They're not toxic relationships. They're just not healthy relationships because we are not whole, healthy beings. And in order to attract a healthy, significant other, not a perfect one, ladies and gentlemen, there's no such thing, but a healthy relationship, in order for you to stick up for yourself, to advocate for yourself, you have to be a whole person. Heal. Norm said the IG post I posted yesterday was on point. Absolutely. Because men feel like when they go from woman to woman, They feel like there's something y'all got to heal too. Women are doing a lot of healing. Men, if you have childhood trauma with your parents, your mother, you know, men can have those abandonment issues with their fathers too. You have to heal from that. If you have, so much stems from our childhood. Sexual trauma, men, you guys were sexually molested as well. Women, if you guys have been sexually molested or raped, you have to heal from that. We have to heal from that and then move forward. That's the things that we have to heal from, not because this person cheated on us. That is an indicator and a red flag that is something going on with us. Not to say that it's your fault that they cheated. No, that's them. They have stuff that they need to heal because they weren't honest with themselves and you. You're their partner to be like, hey, I'm missing something. Never take on somebody's cheating as your fault or your responsibility. No, that's a choice they made, regardless of what happened in the relationship, because they could have made a choice to leave, or they could have made a choice to come to you and say, hey, I'm unhappy. But because they didn't, they're liars now, because they lied to you, they lied to themselves, and then they did what they did. So that's their issue. But if you're attracting that type of person and it's a constant, then it's something you have to heal within yourself because you're attracting this type of person. And predators, people that actually prey, they know who to prey on. Guarantee, I know for sure. People who want to be in control, narcissists who want to, they know who to prey on. And there's something that they can see in you that come and penetrate. So you got to heal that. You got to be one with yourself and one with God so you don't have that codependency nature, because people know, oh, that person needs someone. Let me go save the day. Let me go be the hero. So they act perfect for the first couple months, first couple years. And then it's like Medusa. They rear their ugly heads. And now that there's whole other person, and now you're looking at yourself like, am I crazy? Like, who in the heck is this person? This isn't the person I started dating. This isn't the person I was with. What in the heck? They knew. They saw something in you, and you were their prey. That's something that's their problem. But to make sure that doesn't happen to you again, heal yourself. Okay. So moving on, decide if you really even liked and loved this person to begin with. Like, peel back now that you see the real them, now that you have your hurt, really ask yourself, now that the relationship is over, don't lie to yourself now. We always talk about you can't lie to yourself. Don't lie to yourself. Did you even really like or love that person? Because we can love somebody and not like them. Heck, we can like somebody and not love them. Did you even really like or love that person to begin with? That's how much time you should spend getting over it. Don't give too much. Don't give somebody too much real estate with time. Y'all, time is something we cannot get back. It is our most precious resource. So when people don't understand why I move on, is because we don't have time. Now, like I said, if you need to heal, heal. If you want to take time in the relationship, you'd be like, you know what? I just ended something. I don't really feel like getting, you know, I don't want nobody in my space for yourself, not for the other person. Don't put yourself on the shelf for the other person. Oh, maybe he'll come back, or I'm a good woman, so I have to wait X amount of time in order to. No. You put yourself on the shelf because you want to, because you need time. Never for the other person. Once a relationship is over, you don't owe a person any type of loyalty. That is up to you what you decide to do. And the reason, and this sounds harsh to people, and it sounds like freaking Chinese or Mandarin. And the reason why I say this is because too many people put themselves on the shelf while the significant other, that other person, is wilding in the streets. And you appear, I'm just going to wait. I have to wait. I can't date. Nope. I really can't date. Nope. For what? We don't get time back, y'all. You are the youngest, the sexiest, the everything that you're going to be right here, right now. So if you are not heartbroken, if you don't need time to heal from trauma, then when you're ready, get back out there. If you want to be married, get back out there. If you want to have a family, get back out there. And it doesn't matter if they like it, love it. You shouldn't even be following them no more on Instagram, period. Time is currency. Thank you, Vanessa. Get back out there once you are ready. Do not put your yourself on the shelf and give someone too much of your time that they don't deserve. Your loyalty card is now stamped and over. Once the relationship is complete and done and you have decided that you are ready, move on. Move on. I don't care. They're not going to like it. They may even call you and tell you you were cheating on them. I do not care. Your loyalty is now over. Go. You were loyal in the relationship. Your permission granted. Go. Do not pass go. Pass go and collect your $200. Okay. Do not put yourself in Monopoly jail trying to prove that you're a good woman. You prove that in your relationship. Go. If you feel like you're, but I will say, if you need to feel it, feel it. Don't run from your feelings. Don't run from your emotions. Allow your feelings to come up. Allow yourself to feel everything that you want to feel, the hurt, the disappointment, the sadness, the joy, the devastation, the confusion, all of it. Feel all of it. And in the midst of you feeling this way, go through all the scenarios. Really analyze the relationship. What was the good about it? What was the bad? What was the things that you will take with you to your future relationships? What things will you say, you know what? I accepted in this relationship, but never again. Never again will I accept this. Never again will I do this. Analyze, see where you went wrong. See what you could do to improve. Because it ain't always the other person. You know, sometimes people put up with us because we don't see their value. You know, so it's not always the other person. What did they say that you could have improved on? Now take that with a grain of salt, though, because some people be hurt. And so they just be like, you did this, you did this, you did this, you did this. Analyze it, take the truth, spit out the rest, okay? Because you don't, depending on who you're dealing with, everybody ain't mature. So what was healthy about it? What did you enjoy? What were the good times? What were the things that you didn't enjoy? What were the bad times? Go through those pain, to go through, feel it, y'all, feel it. Women, men, feel it in the moment. And the reason why you feel it in the beginning is because we don't got time to be going through this 3 months, 6 months, a year later. A lot of times the reason why people take forever to get over people is because they don't go through the process. All they do is just move around. Getting under a new person is not going to make you forget about the next person. I don't care what that saying says. The girl, fast way to get over a man is get under another one. No, it won't. You just dragging your baggage. Men, you're just dragging that baggage to the next situation. Oh, I slept with him. I feel even worse. And I'm just dragging the baggage. After you sleep with her, oh, she disappoints you too. Now you're thinking about Lisa from your past. You just dragging baggage. No. Open that bag. Because remember, y'all, our relationship car is a two-seater sports car. It's a two-seater BMW, Tesla, whatever you like. That Roadster, it's a two-seater car. We don't have time to be lugging a big old trunk in our two-seater. It's not sexy. It's not cute. You can't roll around the city looking pretty with the top down, hair blowing in the wind, with a trunk on top of your car. No, two seats. You can, a carry-on is all you, everybody got something. A carry-on is all you can think. And that thing fits in the trunk, a little carry-on. Bloop. That's all you get. So when you get in these relationships, you get out of these relationships, open that bag and start unpacking. I'm hurt. This is why I was hurt. Oh, look, I need to go to therapy because some stuff was coming up. Okay, I got to unpack that. You unpack that bag. Go through those emotions. Go through that pain process. Go through it up front. Do it in the beginning. Because if not, all you're doing is lugging around this baggage and you're wondering why in 6 months you still ain't over that person. It's because you haven't dissected and healed from that situation. I hate the word heal. I need another word. Because it's not healing. It's something else. Somebody give me a word if you can. But unpack that bag. So then once you're in a few days, few weeks, a month or two, you're like, okay, cool. I feel better. Because it's just feelings. They're just emotions. Emotions are temporary, y'all. They're not forever. The only emotion that's a long lasting is grief when you lose like a parent or somebody that you really loved by death. That's an emotion that kind of lasts a little longer, grief. But in a relationship and that person's still alive and kicking and dating and on a boat in Miami, Man, if you don't unpack that so you can fold that bag up, put that bag in the closet, and now you can ride around in your sports car with your hair blowing in the wind with your new boo, with their little carry-on in the trunk. Because ain't but if you, anybody has driven a sports car, it ain't but so much room back there. Two little carry-ons is all you can have. So you don't got time to be trying to give nobody a ride with their trunk and they issues. And if somebody's like, well, I just broke up and I'm not sure if I'm ready to get, no, you can't. You still got baggage. It's okay, but you can't ride in my two-seater. Mm-mm. Recovery. Thank you, Steph. Recovery. Open that bag and recover. Take out everything that needs to be taken out. Even the good memories. Take those things out. You're going to unfollow that person on social media. That is no longer your business. You don't need to go and sneak on another page and go creep and ask your friends and do the. Let it go. Move on. The longer you stay, heal yourself, recover, do everything you need to do. Feel that relationship, take inventory, everything in the beginning up front, but don't spend too much time in that place, ladies and gentlemen. Now, if you were married and has been years, it's going to take you longer. A divorce is very different from a breakup. I will say that. So we ain't talking about divorces. Y'all take as much time as you need, go to therapy, all of that stuff, because that's different. But when you are in a relationship, don't give that too much time, real estate in your life, because you're going to look back at it in a few years and be mad that you gave that person that much time and that much real estate in your mind and your heart. When you are dating and you want somebody whole and healthy, they do not want anybody damaged and broken. You're going to deter them from wanting to be with you. So that's why you have to take care of yourself, fix those slices of pizza, and keep it moving. And give yourself as much time as you want, again, not what the other person wants. And then also, what would you do differently? Think about that. What would you do differently? Because we have to improve. We can't do the same things and continue in relationship cycles. It's not always the other person. So what can you do to improve yourself so the next situation you get in is better, healthier? You know, if you need to take some time, go to therapy, do that. If you need to take some time to be with yourself, do that. It's okay to be single. It's okay to be celibate. You don't have to be in a relationship. You don't have to be in a relationship. I'm gonna say it for those in the back. You do not have to be in a relationship. You can have a full, fun, healthy life single. Single, I don't know why single sounds like shingles to some people. They run for the hills when they single. And don't listen to people that, oh, you this old, you ain't got no kid. What's wrong with you? I'm healthy and happy and whole. There's nothing wrong with me. What's wrong with you for thinking that there's something wrong with me? Y'all, do not think that because I'm at a certain age, at a certain thing, that you have to be in this relationship, that it's something wrong with you, that nobody, that you haven't found your mate yet. No. If you're doing all of the healing, you're doing all of the work on yourself, you're filling your cup up, you're going after your dreams, and you're doing all the things that we've been talking about over the last 6 months on Morning Motivation, ain't nothing wrong with you. You just ain't met your match yet. Ain't nothing wrong with being single. Single, you get to be selfish. You don't have to consider anybody. You get your own space. There are some great things about being single. There's great things about being in a relationship too. But don't run from singleness like it's the shingles. It's nothing wrong with being alone. You can be alone. Doesn't mean you're lonely. You always got God. You always have God. And you should all have friends. There's other relationships that we can cultivate in our lives besides a romantic one. There are other relationships in our lives that we can cultivate besides romantic ones. Try this on for size. How about being friends with the opposite sex? Oh my God, what, Brittany, what? How about being just friends with the opposite sex without it being sexual? Without y'all going on a date? Just be friends. Ever tried it? I don't believe people. I'm not one of those people that says that grown people can't be friends with each other. I think that's a very immature stance, even in a relationship. I really do. Now, it's one thing to, you know, you everybody's smart, everybody's wise. I'm not gonna dumb y'all down. It's not that deep. But this whole like, my man can't have friends with the opposite sex, and no. What they do together, that's one thing. But my honey's best friend's a woman. My best friend's one of my best friends is a male. I can tell if that every nobody's blind, y'all. You can tell if there's something going on just by being around the people. So all of this, my significant other can't have friends with the opposite sex. That's why a lot of our opinions are so narrow-minded. Because you don't have the opinion of a male. My male best friend will call me and say, hey, I'm dealing with this girl. What do you think about this or this woman? What do you think about this? Sometimes if I get into, hey, so he did this, because you need that opposite sex perspective, in my opinion. Now, should you be calling them all the time and doing it? No. You have to be respectful to your relationship. It shouldn't be disrespectful. They shouldn't be linking up. They shouldn't be one-on-ones. No, it's a group thing. We're all going. There's boundaries. I'm not saying be dumb, y'all. There's boundaries. However, I think that that's a big reason why a lot of us are staying in these perpetual cycles, because you don't have anybody else to go to be like, hey, am I tripping as a woman? Am I tripping as a man? You know, if it wasn't for my honey, didn't believe in getting flowers. He just wasn't a flowers guy until he talked to his stepmom. We talked to his. You need the opinions of the opposite sex in order to kind of sometimes see certain things. Now, to each their own. I know everybody ain't gonna like that advice, but I really feel like that's why we have a lot of narrow-minded and one-sided opinions about things, because people don't have friends. They're not friends with the opposite. Why are we always sleeping with each other? Why do you always feel the need to sleep with the opposite sex? No self-control. Like, I don't get that. Everybody doesn't like everybody. So why can't we be friends with the opposite sex? I don't get that. I was dating a guy and he was like, I don't believe in my woman having friends with the opposite sex. I said, well, my best friend's been my best friend since high school. So he's not going nowhere. So what are we going to do? It looks like you got to go. Because I'm not the woman for you, because I'm not about to ditch my friend that's been in my life for damn near 15 years, 20 years, because you're uncomfortable. You're just not the man for me. Peace out. Absolutely not. I'm not cutting off my friendships because you're less than a man or you're uncomfortable with it. Teach their own. But and let me be clear, not friends with the exes. No. Because if you liked each other one time, you might like each other again. So that's just different. So let's go to the comments. Nothing is wrong with being single, especially if you're going to settle. Exactly. You're not going to settle. Exactly. So let me go to the comments. I hope you guys got something out of this for anybody who needed it. I hope it was helpful. I hope that you took some things. And then it's not for everybody. Teach their own. But I hope you got something out of it. Let's see. So Winter says, I have to admit, I do struggle with idolizing people because my heart is so big and I've been really working on it, because people aren't good, aren't God. And people are human beings. They're going to mess up. They're going to make mistakes. They're going to hurt your feelings. They're going to, nobody is perfect. Y'all, if you're with a person and they don't hurt your feelings in the first 6 months, red flag. They could be a narcissist. They could be trying to paint this beautiful picture. Y'all, nobody is perfect. So if a man or a woman comes into your life, not to say, no, don't have this syndrome. It's too good to be true. No, don't self-sabotage and mess something up because somebody's being good to you. People are supposed to be good to you, but be good to yourself first, so that when people are good to you, it's normal. That's your standard. That's your expectation. I expect you to respect me. I expect you to treat me well. I expect you to do this X, Y, and Z, because it's what I do for myself. I don't disrespect myself, so you're not going to disrespect me. You get it? You understand? But don't idolize anybody. I don't care who they are. Percy, good morning. Yeah, I agree. Giving an imperfect person my whole heart doesn't sit well with me. I believe in giving God my whole heart. Absolutely. You do. Everybody's imperfect. You don't give anybody all of you, all of you. Then what's left for you? What's left for you? What is left for you? You have to leave pieces for yourself, so then you don't have to wake up years from now and have to pick up the pieces and rebuild yourself. Who am I? What? If you were you, you will never lose you. Never lose yourself. You can change, you can evolve, but never lose you. So then you don't have to go find yourself. After now, I think about the relationship. It was toxic and unhealthy and uncomfortable at first. Everything was good and we loved and we cared and watched each other and did things for each other with each other. If your relationship is great and then one day it goes south, you're with a narcissist. It's because they're little Medusa snakes are coming out. I don't know your situation with that, Edwan, but it doesn't go from perfect to unhealthy. That person was already unhealthy and they were just covering it up. People are great actors, you guys. That's why you got to give you have to give some people time. That's why you have to pray and ask God, because God knows who that person really is. That's why you always do the prayer. And ladies and gentlemen, the prayer goes like this: God, if this person is from you, show me. If they are not from you, reveal it to me now. Pray, pray, pray. I don't care what they look like. I don't care what they come with. Pray, good, bad, or indifferent. Pray. Even if you've met a great person and you're still unsure, pray about it. Don't self-sabotage. Let God show you. And he will. I promise you. Promise. He will. And then when you see the flags, believe them. When people show you who they are, believe them. People don't really change too much unless they're going to therapy, unless they're working and healing themselves and really adequately working on themselves every single day. People don't change. If you dated somebody in high school at 18 and they haven't evolved, they're the same person. If they haven't really taken their life experience and really done something with themselves, they haven't changed at all. At all. She Amber says, yep, hurt people and attract people. So it's true. Exactly. I say the same to me. Last year, I was not here. I don't even know that person. And I see last year or 2 years ago, really. So happy I got this podcast every day. Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm not the same person I was last year. I was not. Y'all was attracting the same type of person. I couldn't get it right. I was just like, what is going on? I knew it was me. It's okay to be like, you know what? I think it's me. It's been number three. It's been, I'm the common denominator. It's me. It's okay to do that. And then go fix it. Turquoise say you may attract all types of people, but you decide who you let in your world, what you are willing to accept and reflects how you feel about yourself. Come on, Turquoise. You may attract all types of people. And if you're a beautiful woman, you're going to attract the gamut. The gamut. And most of y'all, all of y'all are beautiful. So y'all are going to attract the gamut of men. But you select and decide who you let in your world. Men, you are the selectors. Select properly. Don't just let any old body come into your world. Don't just select any old body because she got a big booty and a smile. You are the selectors. Select properly. I don't understand that one. Y'all select. Y'all are the selectors. Select properly. And you're not going to get it right all the time. But learn from your mistakes. She caught me with my hand in my cookie jar. Well, I'm just, you know, I'm keeping it real. Thank you. Edwan says if things have been happening so long and you're comfortable with how do you get out of it? Because I love my comfort zone and I don't want to leave because I know when I leave, things will happen beyond my control. You're not in control anyway. So stop this this false narrative of control. We're not in control. God is in control. The universe is in control. We're not in control. But we talked about being out of your comfort zone yesterday. That's how you grow. That's how you grow. And the more comfortable you get with being uncomfortable, it's easier. But you're never in control because you don't control the other person as much as you think. You don't control your situation, your scenario. You can only control yourself. So focus on controlling yourself, not the situation, the outcome, or people, because you can't. You can do everything right and it can still go all wrong. So get out this false narrative that you're in control. You're only in control of you. And if you don't have control of yourself, you're really not controlling anything. You just have a perception of control. You have to, the only person, only thing, entity you can control is your own. You can control, you control what you feed yourself. You can control what you intake. You can control what you read. You control what you watch. You can control who comes in and out of your life. You can control what you say. The only thing we have control of is ourselves, ladies and gentlemen. We have control of nothing else. Not the weather, not your job, not your boss, not your significant other, not anything else. This man can leave me today. I don't have control over that. Will I be devastated and hurt? Yeah, but I'll be all right because I'm full and I'm whole with myself and God. I'll be hurt. I'll probably take a few days, but guess what? I'm going to still get up and do morning motivation. I'm still going to get up and do what I got to do for me because I'm whole. We are all whole people. You just have to know that you're whole. Don't ever give anybody the keys and the power to take you out of your square and take you out of yourself and take you and stop doing what God has for you. And I know it's hard for some people because heartbreak and breakups are like depression. Don't let it get that far. You are in control of that. Control your emotions. And if you can't, go talk to somebody to help you control them, to help you get to the root of why you can't control them, to get to the root of the depression, get to the root of the anxiety. Therapy is key. If you need help, if you don't need therapy, I'm a life coach. Y'all holler at me, book a 30-minute session. I'll help you get through it. But what we're not going to do is allow anybody to keep us hostage in a mental and emotional trauma and turmoil. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Norma says, I believe sometimes there are signs that predatory behavior that people choose to ignore. Yeah, we have to stop ignoring the signs. Exactly. Time is currency, Vanessa. Predators attract people who are not strong in their identity. That's knowing who you. Come on, y'all, confirming what I'm just saying. I love the self-preservation piece. We are our number one. We are our number one self-preservation. You know, when they say when the mask falls out of the plane to put it on yourself first. Because if you don't take care of yourself first, you can't take care of anybody else. You can't do right, or you're going to be codependent on other people and outside things and entities to make you whole. Self-preservation is key. First, us first. Bring God along first. Edwin says, I wish I could start my life all over again. I feel like it's too late now for a change. No, it's not. It'd be too late if you were dead. You're not dead, Edwin. You just need, just get your mind right. It ain't too late. You ain't in the grave. It ain't too late. If you're 50, 60, 70, you can always change. You can always change. For those of you who have to go to work, I love you. Have a great day. I'm going to keep reading the comments. You can always change. Thank you, Percy. Percy says, I know we talking about heartbreak. Have you broken any hearts? Yes, I have. I have in my past. I was a different person back then, you guys. I did not know my power. I did. Back when I was like in college. College and high school, but not as an adult, to my knowledge. Never cheated on anybody as an adult. As a full-grown species, as a woman, I've never cheated. But yes, in high school I did. And the reason why I no longer play those games, play with people, and why I believe I have not been played. Actually, I did get cheated on in high school. No, wait. I wasn't heartbroken, though. I was just devastated. I didn't cheat because the first time I was cheated on and I was heartbroken because I had gave too much of myself to that person. I never wanted anybody to feel that pain from me. So I made a decision then not to play with people. So I don't play with people. But as a young gal, high school, college, I did not purposely and not intentionally, but I did. There was a time where I felt men didn't have feelings. And so I treated them like, you know, I'm not proud of that, but I did. And no, so since I was 19, but I'm a grown woman now. No, I do not. I do not have a trail of broken hearts behind me in the wind blowing away. Now, are some people mad at me how I chose to move afterwards? Oh yeah. Because they thought that I was supposed to stay in this devastating heartbreak state forever and put myself on a shelf and wait for them to come back. Hopefully get out of here. Once the relationship was over, I moved on and they didn't like that. I'll just say that. They did not like that. But nobody, I do not owe you any loyalty once the relationship is over. I was loyal to you in the relationship. I was a good woman in the relationship. I don't owe you anything when the relationship is over. Peace, love, and blessings. Have a great life. Bye-bye. No, I don't owe you anything. So that person felt I owed him something and I disagreed. So he didn't like it, but oh well, he'll be all right. Because I didn't do anything. I was honoring myself. Yes, reflecting back on previous relationship is the key to growth. Yes, absolutely. Taking accountability for your actions is so important. Absolutely. Yep, a relationship rebound is not a flex, the flex you think it is. It's not. And know, oh, and I like that you said this. Know the difference between a rebound and really moving on. I don't ever rebound. And that's another thing that I think people misunderstand when I say move on, or that I move on without too much thought. I'm not rebounding. I had nothing to heal from because I was always whole. When you have nothing to heal from and it was just a breakup, like nobody cheated on each other, it wasn't toxic, you don't have all of these pent up aggression or issues, then there's nothing to be, it's okay, I'm sad that we didn't work out. But if we got to the phase of breaking up, that means there has been a stint where we weren't good. You know, that's the thing too. Most of the time, breakups aren't sudden. And if somebody's just breaking up with you suddenly and then coming back, that's toxic, that's immature. When you come to a breakup, it should have been thought out. It should have been like, dang, do I want to stay? Do I want to go? You should have taken some time before the breakup to make sure that that is something that you want to do. Now, if you just broke up willy-nilly to get a break, to go have some fun, and then you want to come back, we ain't, what are we doing? This ain't what we doing. We ain't kids. No. When I break up, it's pretty much a wrap. I don't do that whole back and forth type of, oh, we're together, we're not together, we're together, off and on. No, that's childish. Either we together or we not. And if we're not together, I'm moving this way, that way. We don't do that. Our lives aren't revolving doors. You don't let people leave and come back and leave and come back and leave and come back. No. If you leave, make sure that it's for good. If you still love me and you still want to work it out, then let's work it out in the relationship. But we're not going to part ways and then you're going to come back and part ways and then come back. No, what are we doing? What are we doing? What are we doing it for? Amber says it's never too late. You are still breathing here. It's never too late. Edwan, it's never too late to change. But baby boy, Vanessa says, yep, I don't like that saying. It doesn't make sense. It's toxic. Oh, I wish I knew what saying you were talking about. Oh, the what's wrong with you if you're single thing. That's stupid. Edwan says, I'm not talking about that. I'm saying how it's too late to start my relationship over because of being hurt by the woman. So I hurt women back to show. You know what, Edwan, you can't do that. Let me talk about when it comes to revenge. When somebody hurts you intentionally, the best thing that you can do is to leave. The best thing you can do for yourself is to leave because they didn't honor your relationship. That's the first thing. Second thing is, why are you messing up your karma? God already told us he fights all of our battles. God told us he's going to handle it. Why are we trying to sit up there and fight? Why are we trying to sit there and hurt that other person the way you just messing up the karma? You messing up the psych. That's like doing God's work. What are we doing? That's not our job. We're not the karma police. Getting people back is a sign of immaturity, unfortunately. Seeking revenge is a sign of immaturity. Y'all, we don't have time to get people back and hurt them like they hurt us. We let God handle it and we move on. Success is the best revenge. See, people seeing you thriving and being in love and getting money and living your best life is the best form of revenge. Do you know how it feels to know you had access to me and now you can't even talk to me? That's the biggest flex. That's how you get revenge. You don't go do God's work. You let God handle them in their own time in the way that he needs to handle them. Because what happens is, especially women, when you do tit for tat, now that person has erased everything that they did and they focus on what you did. So now everything that they did becomes irrelevant. Ladies, let me put y'all on game real quick. I know we're going over time, but rock with me if you're still here. What hurts a man even more is when he reflects, man. Now, he might not get it at that moment, that month, that year, but when he reflects back on his life and his current relationships are trash, and he reflects back on all the women that he dealt with, and he lands on you, and he remembers you, and remembers how good of a woman you were to him, and remembers that you didn't go back, you didn't get him back, you didn't do tit for tat, you just left, he will always remember how he effed up. That is the best revenge, not going tit for tat, because you're going to be in the same category as everybody else, because he's going to go in his mind and make an excuse of why he cheated on you. Well, he cheated on you. She ended up cheating on me too. So she won nothing. You've diminished and lowered your character. Don't ever let anybody take you out of your character. If you're not a cheater, don't become a cheater because somebody cheated on you. That's not your character. It ain't about going low or going high. It's just about you don't let nobody take you out your character. If it's not your character to cheat, don't become a cheater. If it's not your character to be a shady person, don't be a shady person, because people are shady to you. You rise above it and you keep it moving and you cut them out of your life. You no longer have access to me, sir. Congratulations, you played yourself. It's that simple. And then you let God handle it. And I promise you, whatever God got brewing and whatever's behind the scenes is way deeper and was going to hurt way more than anything you could have ever done in the physical realm. Never give anybody the power to take you outside of yourself and become who they are. They cheat, let them cheat. They're cheaters. You're not a cheater, so you don't cheat. Because then you just down on a level, down on the ground with them. Ew. We don't sit on the ground. It's gum down there. It's dirt down there. It's sticky on that floor. No, we sit on our pedestals and we keep it moving. We keep it cute and we keep pushing forward. The best revenge is success. Never get anybody back at one or anybody. Don't do that. Don't waste your time or your karmatic energy. That's why I feel like my karma is so good. I don't do people like that. I let you handle you. God got you. God got it. God got that. I'm moving on that way. Nothing is wrong with being single, especially if you're not going to settle. Absolutely. Being friends with the opposite gender is what I'm working on right now. And it's very new and different. And I'm glad it's possible. Absolutely, it's possible. But you have to set boundaries. Some people may come at you or try because they're not used to it. And you just let them know, like, that's really not my thing. Like, I'm really genuinely, you know, just looking for a friend. And if they don't want to be that, that's okay. You can lie and say you're in a relationship or something to keep them in the friend zone. Who knows? But my ex-fiance is bisexual and her best friend is a woman. At times, I wonder about them and if they did something together. Ewan, you need to leave this ex-fiance in the X zone. She gonna let leave. You need to leave her. I don't care how much you love this woman, because you bring her up and a lot of stuff that you talk about her as she's toxic. Leave her in the past and move on. She does everything that you bring up to us, Ewan, is not good. If you have worries about she ain't for you, I don't care how good her poom poom is. I don't care how beautiful she was. She sounds toxic. She sounds like a narcissist. You need to leave her right where she's at in Ohio and keep it pushing. And if you're in a new relationship, which I think you are, stop focusing on your past, because if you are, you may need to halt the new relationship and heal and fix whatever you got going on with the last one, because it doesn't sound like you letting that go. You always bring up the ex-fiance on the morning motivation. Let her go and focus on what you got going on, or focus on yourself, or take some time. But that ain't it. That ain't it. If they don't hurt your feelings, or at least the first 6 months, red flag. Because everybody, your feelings are going to be hurt, and that's okay. It's okay to get your feelings hurt, ladies. It's okay for people to hurt your feelings. Nobody's perfect. And he should be, if he's telling you the truth and he's honest, he may hurt your feelings. Bae, I don't like that dress. Oh, that food wasn't that good. It's okay to get your feelings hurt. But if he's too perfect, where ain't nothing wrong. Not saying self-sabotage and be like, oh, it's too good to be true. No, don't go down that rabbit hole. but just like pay attention. Like he should hurt your feelings and you may hurt his. Not intentionally hurt, but if he's honest with you, your feelings may get hurt. And so, and that's okay. That's honesty. We say we want honesty, but then we can't take it. Child, please ask the Lord to reveal their true intentions if they are for you. It works. Absolutely. What's going on, Alicia? I did that prayer a month ago. Child, they are gone now. God knows. Absolutely. Brittany, prayer works. I used it twice and God removed them all. Absolutely, it works. So you better start using it. Y'all better start using it on these folks. Where's Zara? She's late. She is. I got one life to live and tomorrow is not promised. I will not allow a man to think they can project BS in my life. I've been working too dang hard on myself. Absolutely. Absolutely. But you never steep and let somebody take you off your square. You stay the person that God created you to be. You stay true to yourself, no matter what anybody does to you. You always stay true to yourself. Exactly, Percy. It's not too late. You're still alive. Good morning, Dad. Letting people leave and come back is why we have broken people in the world when it comes to relationships. I think that's one of them. Ain't no back and forth. Ain't no back and forth. Either if you love me and you still want me, we fix it in the relationship. If you've come to the conclusion that the relationship is over, it is over. Time to move on. Oh, and as my dad taught me this. Hey, Daddy, he who angers you controls you. If you allow people to knock you off your square and you allow them to let you stoop to the level of you being petty and getting revenge, they control you. Don't want to do evil to evil. That's never a good social media tells you the opposite. It's just pure sadness. That's why we can't listen to social media, these namesayers. My relationship and my video. Oh, that's it. Good, Edwin. Videography is my woman. Good. Well, we're going to focus on that. Loving this. All right, y'all. So I hope you guys got some out of this. I hope that it was helpful. I hope that I shed some light on topics that you guys can take with you and really help you heal and move forward. I love you guys so much. I hope you guys have a beautiful and blessed day. We went over so much. Do not forget to get tickets to the 555 Transformation on June 15th. The next 555 5-week course starts on the 23rd. So make sure you guys book your coaching, your one-on-one coaching, to make sure that you're a right fit, and we'll get you all signed up. I love you guys so much. Do not forget to like this video, subscribe, and share it. You guys have a beautiful, beautiful, blessed day. I'll catch you guys tomorrow. Bye, y'all.